The Cavs play a crucial game tonight in their first-round playoff series against the Indiana Pacers. They're in an unfamiliar spot this early in the playoffs, down 0-1 after being blown out on Sunday. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, looking at this matchup, the Cavs are the better team.
Exactly. For all the Cavs' problems, people seem to forget this.
Yeah.
You know, the coach been sick, many trades, injuries, and all this. The Cavs still won 50 games, Indiana won 48.
So what's going on?
Well, that's going to be the question on the court. If they go out and play really poorly again, then, you know, you've got entitlement, lack of preparation. In my mind, watching the game the other day, it was the Cavs seemed just dumbfounded on their home floor. In fact, one of the things that often would happen is the Pacers would come out, especially at home, really fueled, get way out to a big lead. In fact, one of the games, they had a 23-point lead in Indiana and wound up losing it. Mm. But they're fueled by the crowd. They're on their home court. They're ready to go. It's the playoffs. You would have expected the Cavs to come out that way.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like they were like, well, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. No, you're not going to be fine playing that way.
Okay.
Now, I do think they are going to make some lineup changes or whatever. You know, for a while they're acting like everything was okay and we just need to play. Here was a funny thing. I'm sitting there after the game and I'm hearing that media's asking about, well, a lot of these guys don't have a lot of playoff experience for the Cavs, and even some of the Cavs are saying, yeah, some of these guys are just kind of getting used to the playoffs. So you kind of hate when you like drag out the media guide. Well, let's see. Because in my mind, I could only think of two: Larry Nance Jr. and Jordan Clarkson, who had never been in the playoffs before, among the key guys.
Yeah.
Well, Larry Nance Jr., how did he play?
Very well.
He did. He had 10 points and 6 rebounds. I think he should start. Now, Jordan Clarkson, who's a good scorer off the bench, he shot 2 for 6. He looked nervous. But the rest of these guys have been in the playoffs before. Jeff Green, who couldn't make a shot. It's like you could have left him alone in the gym for an hour and he wasn't going to score 10 points. He was having one of those days. Mm-hmm. He's been in 39 playoff games. George Hill, starting point guard, he shot 2 air balls in the first half. He threw what was supposed to be a lob pass that didn't get more than 8 feet off the ground. He looked nervous. It was playoff game number 82 of his career. So I didn't want to hear that.
So what you're saying is no excuses.
No. And you do have LeBron James. You have the ultimate closer. This is not to write off the Cavs, but frankly, I would be challenging their character if I were coaching them. You know, this is really on them. And frankly, it's on LeBron, because how many NBA finals in a row has LeBron been to?
7. He wants that streak to keep going.
Yeah, it's a legacy thing. Mm-hmm. It's really important to him. So I anticipate he'll probably come out and try to score some buckets early and get things going. I think it's a fascinating game, Amanda. And usually, I can never recall you and I having a discussion like this on game 2 of the first round of the NBA playoffs.
That's
even going back to when LeBron was here the first time.
Yeah, this is really an unusual spot for this team.
Well, remember this. LeBron's been in the playoffs. This is his 13th year in the playoffs. He never lost an opening game.
Mm-hmm.
There was never any reason to really say this.
Yeah, he was 12-0.
12-0. And he's never lost in the first round. That's another thing I know he doesn't want to happen at this stage of his career. Now, interestingly, he said that this is the best he's felt going in the playoffs in several years physically, even though he played all 82 games.
Wow.
So let's see him go out and play like it.
And you don't want to go down 0-2 and go to Indianapolis.
No. I've covered games in Indiana, and that place is loud. And these folks, remember, this is Indianapolis. They have the Colts in football, and they got the Pacers. That's the only two big league teams, and, of course, the University of Indiana. So they love basketball. You lose this game at home, you could get swept. Now, I don't anticipate that. Even if they got down 0-2, I just can't believe LeBron's going to go out and get swept. But I never thought that the Cavs would be outscored 34-14 or would score 80 points. This team averaged 110 in the regular season.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports at WKSU.org. He talks about the Browns' veteran minicamp this week in Berea.